afternoon. It's December 26, 1993, and I'm in Bismarck, North Dakota, at the home of Elizabeth Mastel Fisher. And this is Michael M. Miller, the Germans from Russia bibliographer at North Dakota State University in Fargo. And first of all, Elizabeth, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
I'm one day late, but it's a real pleasure. And it's a real coincidence that Elizabeth and I just met for the first time in her son, Peter. I got to know Elizabeth through her daughter, who mentioned that Elizabeth knew Lawrence Welk and so forth, but we'll talk a little bit about how you knew Mr. Welk later in our conversation. Elizabeth, first of all, could you give us the date when you were born?
13th of May.
In what year?
1899.
And you were born in what community?
In Strasbourg.
Well, you were born right in Strasbourg. And what was the name of your mother and father, Elizabeth?
My father's name was Casimir, and my mother's name was Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, and she was a Mastel? Your mother was a?
Nenninger.
What was the family name?
Nenninger.
I see. Now, your parents, they were born over in Russia.
Yeah.
They came from a colony. You don't by chance remember, Elizabeth, what was the name of the colony over there in Russia where they were born?
No.
Don't remember that. We'll look that up in the family history and see if we can find that. So you were born in Strasbourg, and you had, how big a family was there? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have three sisters and five brothers.
You had three sisters and five brothers. Now your father and mother, were they married over in Russia or they were married?
Yes.
They were married over in Russia. And how many children did they have when they came over to America?
They had four.
Four children.
Mm-hmm.
So and how old was the youngest one when they came?
Well, I'm the youngest one.
Oh, you're the youngest one. So were you born here in America or over in Russia?
Yes, no, I was born here.
You were born here?
Yes.
But they had four children when they came from Russia to North Dakota?
Yeah.
What did your father do for an occupation, Elizabeth? Was he a farmer?
Farmer.
He was a farmer. Where did they live? Where near Strasbourg? Did they live right out of town or where was the farm?
We lived east of Strasbourg.
Mm-hmm.
And, as far as I know, he was always a farmer.
He was always a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you went to school and so forth, and your mother raised quite a large family. Did your folks ever talk about the old country?
Oh, yes.
What did they used to say about it? Did they get homesick?
I don't remember.
Can you remember anything about the old country?
Well, the neighbors and them, when they were together, they talked about Russia. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't interest me.
Right.
I didn't. So.
Did your father and mother, did they speak only German? Did you ever hear them speak Russian?
Yeah.
They never learned any Russian, though?
No. They talked German.
Uh-huh. And so you grew up speaking only German?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then your father and mother, when they'd get together with the neighbors, do you remember who were the neighbors?
Kraft.
What was the first name, do you remember?
Ferdinand.
Ferdinand Kraft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was that...
Bush and Goldaddies,
uh-huh.
They were all neighbors, Germans.
Now, Elizabeth, you grew up in a house, was it a wood house or a sod house?
What house?
The house on the farm, was that a sod house?
Yes.
It was made out of sod. So you remember that house quite well. Do you remember how big it was?
Three rooms.
Three rooms. And what were those rooms?
Well, they had to be the bedrooms, and then the kitchen was in the center, and it was big.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't all have, each one had a room.
And there were eight children.
Well, those, I don't remember because I was the last one born.
You were the baby.
And, we had a rollaway bed that I slept on in my folks' room.
Uh-huh.
And the other one slept in the other room.
What about the heat in the wintertime? Did they have coal or what did they use for heat?
Manure.
manure. What did they call
chips.
It? Chips.
Chips.
And do you remember the chips?
Well, yes. When you cleaned the barn, it was all put on one spread.
Mm-hmm.
And in the spring, they hitched up a couple of horses and trampled that down tight. And then they cut it in square pieces. Mm-hmm. And that was the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, we had coal.
Mm-hmm. But you remember that as a child, yet?
Yes.
You had the cow chips.
Yes, the cow chips.
Did you have to go out and gather them once in a while, too, in the field?
No, well, it was in the wintertime when they were in the barn.
Yes.
It was hauled out in a, like I say, it was spread.
Mm-hmm.
And in the, well, it's a long story.
Now, the, of course, you use the cow chips were used for heat,
yeah.
And your mother had to do a lot of cooking, I bet, with all those children.
Yeah.
Do you remember some of the food she used to make? Did she ever talk about some of her, did you learn some of that?
Sauerkraut.
Did she make sauerkraut? Did she make, I bet she
made
some.
Sauerkraut and ham.
And I bet some noodles once in a while.
Yeah, noodles.
What kind of noodles did you make?
Well, all kinds of them.
Did you use
out of rice dough and out of plain dough? And
do you make some of those noodles yet?
No, I don't make them.
You don't make them anymore?
No.
Uh-huh. She must. Did she ever make bachenda?
Oh yes.
Uh-huh. And cheese buttons?
Huh?
Cheese buttons? Käsnipple?
No.
Never made any käsnipple?
Because I don't like them.
Now your family, of course, grew up speaking only German. Did your folks learn English?
No, they didn't talk English.
Heard them speak English?
They couldn't talk.
Uh-huh. Did they get any newspapers, any German newspapers?
Oh, yes.
What was that like?
The Nordwest. What's that name? Nordwestern?
Or did they get like Dakota Freie Presse? Or the North Dakota Herald?
Can't remember.
What newspaper, huh? So you read that? You probably read some of those too, then, is when you were
young.
Well,
yeah, that it was a German paper, but I forgot the name.
Mm-hmm. So they did subscribe to a newspaper.
Yeah.
And then, as you were growing up, how far was the school from your house?
2 miles.
2 miles. And so, when you were 6 years old, you went off to school. But could you speak English then? Mm-hmm. You were speaking.
I had to walk.
You walked to school.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the choir, and I walked there.
Did you in the choir? Did you practice at the school too?
Yeah.
What about the school though? When you went to first grade, could you speak English?
No.
Just German.
Yes.
What about the teacher? Could the teacher speak German?
Well, she had a hard time getting along with all of them. They couldn't talk English.
Oh yes, that was interesting, huh?
Everybody was German there.
Uh huh. So then they insisted you speak English though.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you'd have recess, you'd speak German? In the school, when you'd go home, you'd speak English or German?
Well, us kids, we talk English.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come home, everything was German.
So how long did you go to school? How many years, Elizabeth?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Did you finish through the eighth grade then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You went some years.
I don't remember.
Now when you went to school, you went about 6 months to school?
No.
Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned the choir, and that's interesting because that I had never heard before, that you had choir practice at the
mm-hmm.
school and so forth. But who was was the teacher of the choir practice?
Yes.
So there was some beautiful singing then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Leopold Kuhn.
Leopold Kuhn?
Yes.
And he was the teacher?
He was the teacher, yes, and he was the choir
director.
Director.
So would you, then when you practice and so forth, where would you sing, at the school or in the church?
In his house.
Oh, in his house.
We had practice. Well, in the church that was out in the country.
What was the name of that church?
St. Aloysius.
Oh, St. Aloysius.
And
uh-huh.
That's still there.
Yes.
And there was a little schoolhouse. And then they built a house for the choir, this Mr. Kuhn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where the practice was, twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Now, the songs that you would sing, were they in German or in English?
German.
German songs.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember some of those?
Yeah. Well, sure I do.
Which one is your favorite? Do you remember?
Well,
one of your favorites?
Große Gott.
Can you sing it for us?
No.
But you remember it, though.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, yes. And it was just like your prayers were in German, too,
yeah.
I bet, weren't they? So when you would have your, after you've practiced, the choir would practice, where would they perform, like special occasions? Like for Christmas and Easter,
yes.
Or something?
Yes.
At St. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that was beautiful, I bet, especially
yes.
At Christmas
yes.
time. Now we've just witnessed Christmas, of course, of 1993. And how do you remember, Elizabeth, at Christmas at your house when you were a child? What was Christmas like?
The Belzenickel.
Belzenickel. What did he have to do with Christmas?
Well, if you're if you weren't good, the Belzenickel is going to get you.
And when would he come?
And then Christmas Eve. My dad had a cold that was curly inside, and somebody would put that inside on and crawl up.
Oh.
It'd scare you. Oh, I was so scared of that guy. And here it was always one of my brothers.
Uh-huh.
He was the Belzenickel.
But you thought it was the real one.
Well, sure.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't, you can't imagine what he looked like. He looked ugly.
Uh-huh. So that was like
the Belzenickel.
But did a Santa Claus come too?
Santa Claus never came to my house.
Never came to your house?
No, that was Chris Kendall.
Yes. What about the angels? Did they ever come?
Hmm?
Angels?
Yes, we had angels.
Mm-hmm.
And this whoever went around to each house, it was a one of the older girls and boys dressed up like angels, and so it was mm-hmm. nice. It was different than now.
And your mother used to do a lot of baking for Christmas?
Oh, yes.
What did she make for Christmas? Do you remember?
Well,
she must have made some special cookies and stuff.
It was almost made out of bread dough.
Mm-hmm.
She had a recipe that made good bread dough, and then made cookies.
Did they make some pig's feet?
Huh?
Pig's feet? Collardettes? That was pig's feet. You never had that in your house. I suppose they had ham and so forth. And then they'd have a midnight mass.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go, how would you get to the church with the buggy?
With the team.
Team of horses, huh?
Yeah, team mm-hmm. of horses and sled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had midnight mass, and
who was the priest out there when you were out there?
Father Decker.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that I grew up with.
That's where you had your first communion?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then you mentioned, Elizabeth, later on you must have gone to a catechism or summer church school.
I went to Strasbourg then for 3 months.
During the summer?
No, in the spring.
In the spring?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And before I made my first communion.
Did you stay in town then?
Yeah, with my brother. My brother lived there.
So you stayed in town?
Yes.
How old were you then about?
11.
You were 11 years old then, huh? And then you went to school in Strasbourg. And was this with the Ursuline sisters?
The sisters. I can't remember what their name was.
Mm-hmm.
Ursula.
The Ursuline sisters.
Yeah.
And so you went to school for 3 months.
Yeah.
And who were some of the other pupils that you were with?
Sanger, but I don't remember her name.
Uh-huh.
But her last name was Sanger.
Who else was there? You mentioned Mr. Welk. You knew him through that.
Yeah.
Did he go to the school too? The summer school. Uh-huh. And
we lived on the east side of town, and they lived on the west side.
Yes.
And but they didn't celebrate names birthdays, but they celebrated names days.
Mm-hmm.
So these older people, they were always celebrating names days.
You remember some of those, I bet.
Well, sure, mine was one of them.
That was a big event.
19th of November.
Yes, St. Elizabeth. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your childhood, and then, of course, when you got to be a teenage girl, and you stayed at home and worked on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stayed at home until you were what age? When did you leave the farm?
I don't remember what year it
was. You were about how old then?
19.
You were 19 when you left. And then you went off to another town?
Yeah, we went to Kansas City after we were married.
You got married to whom?
Carl Fisher.
Carl Fisher, and he mm-hmm. was from where?
Right there, from the same place where I was.
Grew up in the same area. So you were married at the age of 19?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you went down to Kansas City.
He went to the automobile school.
I see. And did you work, or did you start a family then, or did you work too then?
No, I didn't work, but he had the mail route for a while. And then we went to Hazleton.
But I mean, you were in Kansas City for a while, then you came back to Emmons County.
Yeah.
And then you lived in Emmons County for a while. And you raised a family too?
Well, up here, yes.
How many children do you have, Elizabeth?
Nine.
Nine children?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, yeah, so you raised
isn't
a big family. Uh-huh.
Huh?
Pretty close. I don't quite... seven boys and two girls, wasn't it?
Yes. And we'll check the family history, because that's all in that family history on the names. We won't ask you that now, to name all of your children. Do you remember how many grandchildren you have?
No.
Quite a number, huh?
Quite a number.
Yes, and she's great-grandmother, too.
I don't remember.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, Elizabeth, about how you knew Lawrence Welk. You had mentioned earlier that you remember getting to know Lawrence Welk. How did that happen?
Well, we went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so bashful. When I was down at the summer, I looked at that corner and I could just see him standing there. You had to go down to go in the church and then you turn, go downstairs in the schoolroom. And there was a corner and he would stand there.
This was at the church in Strasbourg?
Yeah.
In the church basement?
No, we didn't belong there. We had a country church, Aloysius.
Oh, I see.
And but I was out there going to school, to the sister school.
Yes.
Because my folks wanted me to go to a sister school, so I stayed with my brother.
Yes.
And of course, Lawrence Welk, they lived on the west side of town, and we lived on the east side of town. And we all went to the same school then
mm-hmm.
for a few months.
So that's how you got to know him, through that going to summer school there?
No, there was no summer school.
No, I mean the spring when you went to the sister school.
Yeah.
And then did you keep in touch? Did you get to know him after that? Did you see him later on?
The Lawrence?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did that happen, Elizabeth?
Well, they celebrated names days, and they were together in town when they shopped.
Mm-hmm.
His uncle had a general store, and everybody shopped in that store.
Mm-hmm.
It was groceries and everything.
The bazaar?
Bazaar was in Baumgartner's.
Yes. Uh-huh. Now, did Lawrence... When they had some of these names days, do you ever remember Lawrence playing the accordion?
No, he was too young yet.
He was too young yet.
Yeah.
But later on, do you remember some of it?
Well, he went to Yankton, South Dakota.
Uh-huh.
And we got him over the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like now, I won't miss a Lawrence Welk show.
Uh-huh.
That's mm-hmm. the way it was then, when the radio came out.
So you remember when there was a time when you didn't have a radio?
Well,
you remember the first time you heard a radio?
No, that's too long ago.
But you remember hearing Lawrence for the first time on WNEX, huh?
Yeah, I can't remember that. I don't remember the year.
Right. That was in about 1924 to 27.
I think it was earlier than that.
Well, he left the farm in 1924. He was 21 then, when he left the Welk farm. But did you ever get over to the Welk farm where he lived?
Yeah.
Over to their farm, to the Ludwig Welk farm? To the farm where Lawrence Welk grew up. You were on that farm.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that, huh?
No.
What about going to some dances where he would play? You ever go to any dances where he used to play? You don't remember that either, huh? Mm-hmm. So you left the farm, you went down to Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
and then you came up to
Hazleton,
and then you moved to Bismarck.
Mm-hmm.
What year? What was that? Or what year about was that?
But then,
1933. 33 or 34, one of those two.
Right, and then you raised your family, a lot of them, you raised them up here in Bismarck.
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so now when you think back, Elizabeth, to those early childhood days, you know, your folks came over from Russia, couldn't speak any English. What do you think about those early, when you sit down all alone and think about those early days? Do you have, is that sometimes the, like you can just see it in your own front?
I can just see everything.
What do you think about sometimes?
Well,
I know it's hard to talk about it.
But I get lonesome.
Do you think about those things?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think was you missed the most about that?
Well, like I used to play the accordion.
Oh.
Not the accordion.
Piano.
Paddle organ.
Uh-huh.
And we sang. The whole family would sing.
Mm-hmm.
And after we were through with that, we played cards.
Mm-hmm.
That was only one paper. What was the name of that paper?
I don't know.
Well, in German, Staatsanzeiger.
Der Staatsanzeiger,
yeah.
Yes. Came from Bismarck here,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it came from Richardson.
Oh, did it?
No.
That was
no.
A different one from Richardson.
Yeah.
It was wonderful that your folks had, you know, got a newspaper and they
yes.
would read. I bet they could hardly wait till that newspaper would come in the mail. They enjoyed getting that newspaper, I'll bet.
Once a week.
Yes. So there was a lot of, that
once
was
a month, maybe.
That was interesting, Elizabeth. You mentioned, you know, you played the paddle organ, but so there was a lot of singing in your house. Your folks sing too a lot?
We all sang.
And primarily in German, right?
German.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbors, we had good neighbors, Kraft. That man would come every day. Visit.
Mm-hmm.
And he would read the paper, whatever. I get kind of lonesome for those days.
Oh, I'm sure, yes. A lot of that singing, because I can tell you she had a lot of music in her life. Was your family quite religious? Your parents quite strict about religion?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have prayers in the evening and
mm-hmm.
so forth?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And before meals and after meals.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, you went to school in town to go to the sister school
mm-hmm.
before communion and so forth. And did you have to say the Holy Rosary in the evening?
Hmm?
Did they have the Rosary also?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So church was very important in your life.
Oh, you bet.
Mm-hmm.
All of us, and still is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go
ahead. The days when you think back, you know, we talked a little bit about that.
I get lonesome.
You get lonesome, huh? But I bet you also kind of remember, did your mother have, everybody have their chores?
Mm-hmm.
What were your chores when you were growing up as a teenager?
Milk the cows.
You had to milk the cows. Did you ever have to work out in the field?
We had a lot of cows to milk.
A lot of cows to milk?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then your mom would use that milk for in the house, or they would sell
the
milk?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. She'd do a lot of baking and cooking with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She made her own cheese and everything.
She made her own cheese? Did they ever make their own wine or beer or anything like that?
Huh?
Did they ever make their own wine or beer?
Uh-huh.
They
wine,
did?
No beer.
No beer, but wine they did.
But wine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'd serve that for certain occasions. What about a wedding? You remember when you were growing up and then some of your older brothers and sisters got married?
Yeah.
I bet that was a big event too, huh?
Oh, you betcha.
What was a wedding like today? Just a one-day affair, or was it more than that?
Well, it would start on a Sunday.
Sunday?
Monday, there was the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night it started, and Mondays it was the weddings. I don't know why, but it was always Mondays.
That's when the...
That's all right, you can say.
That's when the beer joints opened up, Mondays.
Oh, I see.
When she got married, they went from Hague or Strasbourg to Zeeland to get the beer. That's why I get King Horses annoyed.
They wasn't nearby, huh?
Huh?
She got married where?
Where'd you get married? Hague?
At the country, St. Aloysius.
Yeah.
That's what my church was
called.
All right,
but then anyway, I found out that they went down to Zeeland to get the beer for your wedding.
Well, it was for patient, yeah. They had to go there to get it.
Interesting. So you had a big wedding, you remember? I bet you remember your wedding day, huh?
Oh, 6th of November.
And that was they had.
And then after that, a couple of weeks, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, I don't know, we went to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
My husband went to school for automobile.
Right. And of course, by then you spoke good English, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could get to a big city, you couldn't talk German.
Right. How did you get down? You had a vehicle by then? You had a car?
We went down with the train.
With the train from Strasbourg, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have a car yet then?
No.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you got homesick too?
Yes, I did. Very homesick.
Oh, I bet that's a big city.
Because you couldn't go out alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, well, I do a lot of handwork.
Still do today?
Yes.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
I do it. I'm always busy.
Did you learn that from your mother?
Some of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know our German people down in Emmons County always have been known for their handiwork.
My mother did a lot of knitting.
Mm-hmm.
She knit the stockings and scarves for the boys and the girls. Mm-hmm. And that's where I learned it.
Did your mother and father bring many things over from Russia? Did they bring any pictures along over, or any kind of scarves or anything?
I don't remember any.
Don't remember any items, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Well, I got my dad's picture downstairs, big one.
Now, did your folks, when they'd sit around sometimes the night and the neighbors would come over and so forth, and
play
the kids
cards.
Would they'd play cards, but when they would have some Meistup or talk, you know, did they ever talk about, I asked you earlier, but it'd be kind of interesting to know, they talked about the old country, though.
Oh, yes.
They talked about how beautiful it was in the
mm-hmm.
Ukraine with all the vineyards
yes.
and everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But why did they come over to America, your folks?
Why?
Yes.
Well,
did they ever say why?
I don't know.
Katharina. When they brought those people out of Alsace-Lorraine, they made slaves out of them, and that's when they come over.
Uh-huh.
Why they came over, I don't know.
Yes.
On account of the war.
Yeah. Katharina.
Now, you were born over here already.
Yes.
But there were, according to what you said earlier, four children came along with your parents.
Yeah.
on the ship when they came over to North Dakota, and of course they came to probably to New York, and then they came by the train. And they, did they come by Eureka, South Dakota? They probably came with the train to Eureka.
I don't know.
They never talked about that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Eureka, I think it was.
You remember Eureka?
Yeah, I think so.
Did, when you were a young child, you were, how far were you from Strasbourg? How far in miles?
Yeah.
How far was it in miles?
About 8.
8 miles.
East.
Did you get to town very often?
Once a week, twice a week.
Well, you got quite a bit then.
We had to take the cream in.
Oh, and you got to go along?
Sometimes, yeah.
Uh-huh. That was always a treat.
Yep.
And then where did you go in Strasbourg? Did you always go to some of the stores?
Yeah.
The bazaar?
Just walked around.
Uh-huh. But you never went, you never went to school in the town? Always in the farm school?
Well, like I said, when I made my first communion,
yes,
I went to town.
Uh-huh.
For 3 months. Mm-hmm. That's where I was with Lawrence.
Yes, so you went, that's interesting. So you went to the sister school.
Yes, yeah.
But did Lawrence make his first communion with you?
Yes.
Oh, he did. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So evidently Lawrence made a little later, because Lawrence was a, is, I'm, excuse me, Lawrence was a little bit younger than you are.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
No, he didn't. I made my communion out in the, in the country church.
Yes.
And he made his in Strasbourg.
Right. Did you ever get to know Lawrence's, any of his brothers or sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his mother?
Not real good, but I knew him.
And you knew the parents, too, of
yes,
course.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. They were in the store there all the time.
Mm-hmm. And so Lawrence was a real shy young boy, huh?
Oh, yes. Very shy.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get to see Lawrence in live perform with the accordion?
No.
You never saw him perform with the orchestra?
I never had. I hadn't seen that man for years and years.
When did you see him last?
Oh, I don't remember.
But you did see him perform with the show?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And you still watch him today?
Oh, yes.
What makes you watch Lawrence Welk? Why do you like that show? What do you like best about
because
the show?
Because it's his music, type of music.
Uh-huh.
And that I knew him before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was just like one of the family.
Right. Well, that's
wonderful. These people were all different than they're known.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were celebrated name days and played cards. And
And you would be there? The kids would get to go along to those name day parties?
Mm-hmm, sometimes.
And Lawrence would be there too with his folks?
Yeah.
And then you guys would play too?
Play cards.
Did you, what did you do?
We played our own games.
What were those?
Well, I don't remember.
Don't remember those games, huh? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you, later on then, in your life, did you primarily speak German or English, Elizabeth?
German.
Do you still speak some German today?
No.
Not too much today anymore?
No.
So if we talked a little German, you'd understand me, though.
Oh, yes.
Du kennst noch gut German, Miss.
Huh?
Kannst du noch ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen? Sprechen Sie noch ein bisschen Deutsch?
Me?
Ja.
Ja, wie geht's heute?
Sehr gut. Ist ein bisschen kalt. I'd like to talk a little German because I want to see your dialect is interesting. You know, the dialects, if they've changed, because...
Well, it isn't High German.
No, it's of course, our Schwäbisch Deutsch. But you, did you have your first communion in German?
Mm-hmm.
You did, huh? Mm-hmm. Real interesting.
We had a German priest from that came from Germany. Mm-hmm. His name is Father Decker.
He came from Germany?
Yes.
And he spoke only German?
And he was out at St. Aloysius on the farm where I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very, well, I was one of his, what do you call
pet.
It?
Pet.
Pet.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. So you had to do a lot of work, of course, at home. There was a lot of work to do in the house, huh?
Yeah.
Your mother had to have a... Did you think your mother had a real busy life, a hard life?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did they retire in Strasbourg then, your folks?
Yeah.
They stay on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
In Strasburg or in Lytton?
Strasburg.
They retired in Strasburg.
I was down there not too long ago and I was sick the whole week afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Homesick.
Is that right? That's interesting.
I saw the house and church.
Church is beautiful, of course.
I was in the church. And
uh-huh.
My friend, Father Eckroth.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He was one of my friends when I worked down here. I worked down here in the parish house.
Oh.
And he was assistant there at that time.
I see.
And he comes up once in a while.
Well, Father Leonard is real good to the community, and they're so fortunate to have him because he's real interested in this German-Russian heritage. And Father Leonard also serves on the board of directors for the Welk Homestead.
Mm-hmm.
So we're real interested. We work together quite closely. He also has, he still has relatives, you know, in Germany that are German-Russians that have come back from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, Elizabeth, before I forget. As far as you know, did your folks ever talk about any one of your relatives who didn't come over from Russia?
Oh,
did
yes.
Did anybody stay?
Yes.
Would they be on the Fischer side or the Mastell side?
Mastell. Fischer side, no.
But the Mastell side.
Right.
So there are some that didn't come over. Did you have correspondence with them through the years?
Well,
anyone?
I don't remember that. I was.
You were too young. But do you ever remember hearing of letters that would come back and forth?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know of their names or anything?
No.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. We need to discuss that with your family because that's what we're doing a lot of work with, is trying to find those relatives because they're writing to us and they look for the names. In fact, we have had a name. We have had a letter from a Mastell. And they don't know exactly information over here and so forth, so we have to put this together
in
some way.
What master did you hear from?
Well, I would have to look up the first name to find that out, but I made contact with some Mastells in North Dakota to find out, and they weren't the same relative, but we'll have to check into that. That's why I'm interested in your
family history. Yeah, there was two different Mastells down there where I was living.
Mm-hmm.
But
did
they were related, kind of distance.
Right. I forgot to ask you, your grandparents on your mother's side and your grandparents on your father's side, they stayed in Russia? They never came over.
Mm-hmm.
You never knew your grandparents?
I never knew them, no.
They stayed over there. Did your mother ever say, did she have any brothers or sisters that stayed?
Not over here.
No, I mean didn't come over from Russia. She had some brothers and sisters that stayed.
But they didn't come over here.
But your father, they all came?
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably, if there were any relatives over there, it would be on your mother's side, you know, children of her brothers or sisters. Be your cousins that probably came, that
mm-hmm.
could be. But your mother said, you remember your mother saying that some of her brothers and sisters didn't come to America?
No.
Was she the only one that came?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
You never heard. Did you have any uncles or aunts?
Uncles.
Did you have any uncles or aunts over here down in Strasburg? Any brother? Did your father have any brothers or sisters, you remember?
Not over here.
Not over here?
No.
Your mother either?
No.
They came alone. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Did they ever talk about when they came over on the ship?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. With the neighbors, the Krafts, they were always, that Mr. Kraft was, he was reading the paper. He got the Stanz.
The Stanz Anzeiger.
The German paper that was around. What was the name of it?
Stanz Anzeiger.
Yeah. And he would come in the evening with that paper once a month. I guess they got it. Or once a week. It's too long ago.
Uh huh. And they would read in there about.
Yeah, he would read it.
Mm hmm. They talk about maybe a little bit how it was coming over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the children, of course, your brothers and sisters, the older ones, when they came over, they were still babies when they came on the ship, I bet, huh?
Yeah.
They were pretty young yet. How many are still living in your family, Elizabeth? You're the only one still living, huh? Mm-hmm. You're the last one. Did they all get to have such a full, long life like yours, the age of 94? Your brothers and sisters, did they live a pretty long life too?
Oh, very good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the last one.
So you have fond memories of that old, those early years, east of Strasbourg there, near the church and the school and so forth. I bet sometimes you can just see it in this,
yes.
See it like it's yesterday, huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was down there, well.
Last spring, was it?
We were down there.
You were down to Strasbourg?
Well, out there where I live.
Oh, at St. Aloysius.
Yeah.
You went to the farm too?
But the farm's gone.
Farmer's gone. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And the Fisher farm is almost gone too. But the church is there,
mm-hmm.
The house is gone, and everything. School is gone.
Mm-hmm. But still, you have memories. You can just see it as if it was yesterday,
yes,
huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little store there. It was just like a little.
Oh, they had a store near there.
They had a store there when I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
By the name of Mestel.
Oh, the
it was a distant relative of my folks.
What was the first name, do you remember?
Thomas.
Thomas Mestel. Mm-hmm. Your mother's name again, what was her maiden name?
Nenninger.
Nenninger?
Yeah.
Did she have relatives that came over too?
No.
She was all alone, huh?
She was alone here. Yeah.
Do you ever remember, did you?
Well, yeah, she had a sister.
That came?
By the name of Fetty.
Oh.
Her married name.
Uh-huh. What was her husband's name? The Fetty?
Frank.
Frank Fetty? They lived down in Emmons County too?
Yeah.
Did your mother, do you think your mother got homesick about the old country once in a while?
I don't know.
She never really shared it with you.
She did a lot of reading.
She did a lot of reading,
mm-hmm.
Huh? Wonderful. German books?
The Bible.
She read the Bible. Uh-huh.
And she had, I got the book down in my trunk. She had a big book. And she, during Lent, she would read this.
Mm-hmm.
She would sit there by the lamplight and read out loud for us kids.
Oh. Beautiful.
Yeah, all the, it's different than now.
Mm-hmm.
No TV.
No TV, no radio, and you had kerosene lamp too, yeah?
And no radio.
And there was no lights either, was there?
No.
There was no electricity.
No.
And what about the bathroom? Did you have an outhouse?
About what?
You'd go outside to the bathroom, right? For the bathroom, you'd have an outhouse. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Got a little chilly in the wintertime.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to say, Elizabeth? What we're going to do after our conversation is I'd like to look at, maybe if you have a photo or two, I'd like to look at some of those old photos that you might have, and we can reminisce a little bit about those. Look at some of those photos. That always brings up some memories. But let's do that. Do you have some photos we might be able to look at? Let's do that in just a second. Elizabeth, we're going to end our conversation today. It was a real pleasure to visit with you. And for me, it's very interesting because, as I mentioned to you earlier, I grew up in Strasbourg and left Strasbourg to go off to college in 1961. But of course, that was way after your time. But I grew up remembering Lawrence Welk when he would come home to visit his sisters and family in the 50s and 60s. And that's, of course, how we got to know the family. And then later on, I got involved with bringing the Lawrence Welk collection and all of his archives from California.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you know now, everything has been brought to the university in Fargo. But we're also interested in memories and memorabilia and items, and even the people who knew Lawrence Welk. And it's probably the first time that I've ever talked to anyone that went to school and went to the sister school with Lawrence Welk. So that was real interesting for me. And we always heard that Lawrence Welk was a shy boy when he was young. Now I know it's for sure because you told me that.
Yes, it was so. he would never get into trouble or anything. He was always kind of by himself.
But you'd talk to him once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Would you talk in German then?
Yes.
No, not much English.
Nope. Just the school.
But he did talk a little English then.
Yeah, but...
not too much, though.
But when we visited, we talked German.
I see. Very interesting. But I want to thank you for our visit today on December 26th, 1993, and I'm in Bismarck at the home of Elizabeth Mestel Fisher, who grew up in Emmons County and has such fond memories at the age of 94, and I'm hoping that you're going to have a wonderful 95th coming up pretty soon. Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.